Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
Donald J. there addressing the question that will be before the Supreme Court today in a case that I think is just going to be crazy interesting.
Is it within the outer limits of the presidential duties? That's the whole question.
That's kind of one of the questions. Well shouted, sir. Thank you. So,
it's the
Jack
outer
Smith.
Limits of the perimeter.
What?
The outer
that's
perimeter.
Redundant,
that's it,
isn't it?
It's the is it within the outer perimeter? That's the whole question.
That's redundant. As a wordsmith, I object to the phrase outer perimeter.
Hmm.
As if there can be an inner perimeter.
So, we won't get a ruling till June, but this is a big deal for all presidents. This is something that should have been ruled on a long, long time ago and needs to be decided by the Supreme Court for presidents going forward. So it's not just Donald Trump that's on the line here, though. The media will treat it like it's all about Donald Trump, and Trump's court, outrageous MAGA-controlled court, is going to rule in his favor or not, that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure we made clear what's happening here, but the question before the court is, can the president be prosecuted for acts he commits as president at all, or sometimes, or just once in a while? Now, in this case, you got old Jack Smith targeting the president for conspiracies that culminated and converged on January 6th. Seeking to prevent Congress from certifying Joe Biden's victory. And we could go into the details of it, but that's not really the important part. Relitigating that is not what the Supreme Court's going to be doing. As Jack pointed out, and this is an absolutely key point, although it will be completely ignored by the media, is this is an incredibly interesting and important question. Because you could go back, everybody from Barack Obama to George W. to every president who's ever served, and without even being a great historian or lawyer, you could come up with something that they did that could be actionable as a criminal charge.
The Wall Street Journal went through a list. Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus. No one suggested Lincoln be prosecuted for false imprisonment, false arrest, or kidnapping, like you could. Harry S. Truman seized domestic steel plants during the Korean War. And it was suggested that that was a conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, the exact charge that Jack Smith is charging Donald Trump with, but that didn't happen because they believed he had immunity. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden all unilaterally ordered military actions as commander-in-chief. Nobody suggested they be prosecuted. Well, not nobody. Some people did. But it didn't actually get off the ground, the idea of them being prosecuted for murder, torture, war crimes, misappropriation of government resources, etc. Or even with judges, because this would apply in that situation also. If a number of judges make a ruling on something, then years later, somebody decides, a different court decides, no, that's completely unconstitutional. Can you go back and charge the judges with something is on the line, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Wow, that is interesting. So Trump's team wants sweeping absolute immunity for any act as president.
You could shoot Aaron Burr.
Well, yeah, exactly. The examples that have been given. That's before I want to get to that. I think the Obama killing an American citizen via drone is a perfect test case. I mean, that is, you don't have to be well acquainted with constitutional law or criminal law or anything to understand, whoa, that's controversial, because you can't, like, drone somebody and kill them just because you think they're a criminal. You got to let them surrender. You got to try to arrest them. You don't just kill them.
Yeah, particularly anyway, that case, because it was a 16-year-old American citizen that he droned.
Right, that's right. That was the son of the guy who he's going for, because they were together. Right. So anyway, that's a pretty clear opportunity to prosecute there. But anyway, so Trump's team is calling for sweeping immunity, anything. And as Jack indicated, you could, show up to your opponent's stump speech and shoot him in the belly under the Trump lawyer's doctrine, which seems crazy, or send the Navy SEALs to obliterate the Democratic national headquarters, that sort of thing. Seems like a bit of a stretch to me. Let's see then. The Smith's team wants a very, very, very restrictive idea of immunity. And it's a heck of an interesting question. And I hope the justices actually take it on, because they might not. They might kick it back to the prior court. But Jonathan Turley has some interesting thoughts on this. We'll let him have the floor for a moment. 62 first, Michael.
And what's often been discussed in the media is how extreme the Trump team's arguments are, bringing up SEAL Team 6 and things like that. But the justices may be equally concerned about the extreme nature of the lower court decision, that it leaves a president without protection. So they've got cliffs on both sides. Either they go over one side and a president has no protections at all, or you go over the other side and a president has total protections and can do most anything. There's a good chance that some of these justices are going to want a third option, something more nuanced, where a president has some protection.
Yeah, this idea that the president can only do things within the outer perimeter of their duties. For instance, shooting your opponent would not be within your presidential duties, so clearly out of bounds. Droning a terrorist within the presidential duties, so you have immunity for that. But that will always be a gray area where, you know, you'll have to, any one of those things could end up in a court.
Right. Yeah. It would be easy to argue virtually every aspect of this, which would be an endless segment of the show, which we're not going to do. But I could see, centrality to your duties as president was the term. One great legal thinker I read months ago was writing about this. I wish I'd kept it around, but the article he wrote. But if it's, as you're saying, central to your duties as president, then there's got to be sweeping immunity for it. But gosh, I don't know. You're the commander in chief. It's right there in the Constitution. You're fighting the Russians, God forbid, along the front with NATO, and you decide, you know, America needs better and fresher cheeses. We're going to invade Belgium while we're there.
We need better
just to confiscate their delicious cheeses.
We need better and fresher cheeses.
Trying to come up with an example on the hoof there, and I didn't do terribly well. But anyway. Back to Turley.
Doing the going against what I said myself, the opposite, making it just about Trump. So the question would be, did his speech rabble rousing there by the Capitol that led to the insurrection, was that within the outer perimeter of presidential duties or not? That's one of the questions.
Yeah, I think they've got a really weak case there. The speech, I just think the speech is way, way too defensible on First Amendment grounds. But anyway, one more clip of Turley, then I have what's really the BAFO comment on this. 63, Michael.
Let's say that the court wants a third option, something more nuanced. This is, after all, an incrementalist court. They tend to try to take small steps, not great leaps. If that's the case, the most obvious thing for them to do would be to remand it back to the district court to say, we need you to look at more carefully at this record. And what here is really related to his office? What you know, where do these questions fall? If they do that, I don't think that they could try the president before the election. And if they don't try the president before the election, Jack Smith may never see a jury in either of these cases.
Right. Yeah. So that's interesting. So the Wall Street Journal editorial board, their suggestion was the Supreme Court should draw a line and extend absolute criminal immunity to actions within the outer perimeter of the presidential duties. Then lower courts would decide on individual actions, whether they fell outside that perimeter or inside the perimeter. And Turley's saying, well, that's what he's recommending. But if they do that, then they rule in June. Okay, so then you're saying, okay, now another court needs to decide whether or not what Trump did is inside or outside the perimeter. Well, that can't happen before the election. There's just no way.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So two more comments, not trying to argue one side of this or the other, because, again, I think it's a complicated and nuanced question. Number one, I was thinking about this earlier today. One of the most consequential acts by a president in my lifetime was when President Ford pardoned President Nixon. And there was absolutely nobody that I can recall making the argument that no, that was unnecessary because Nixon had absolute immunity for everything he did in the office. I don't remember anybody arguing that other than Nixon when he said, you know, it's not illegal if the president does it, which was roundly hooted at, like universally hooted at, both at the time and later. And the fact that Nixon accepted that pardon, now that might have just been, you know, prudent. But I don't recall anybody ever questioning whether it was necessary that he be pardoned. So that's there. Secondly, speaking of the Wall Street Journal, they wrote that anybody.
Yeah,
who,
and so that's interesting. I've never heard that even come up either. God, and I've taken in a gazillion hours of reading and watching Watergate stuff. I don't remember anybody ever making the argument that was within his presidential duties. I didn't do it. I mean, he was making that argument, but. Yes, so then why the pardon? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm here all week. I'm happy to play. Happy to serve. So they write in the Wall Street Journal, a trial judge in the January 6th case in the D.C. Court of Appeals blew through the precedent, and it's another case. I won't bore you with the details dealing with presidential immunity, as if it didn't exist. The three-judge circuit panel also wrote its opinion as if Mr. Trump is sui generis, a unique threat to democracy, and thus no other former president would ever be charged with a crime. Which, my comment is, that's an incredibly naive view of the current politics. The Wall Street Journal agrees. This ignores the reality of our current politics. Four Democratic prosecutors have decided to charge Mr. Trump three on criminal charges. In doing so, they have unleashed partisan furies that future prosecutors will exploit. If Democrats think President Biden won't be at least investigated for crimes by GOP prosecutors after he leaves office, they aren't paying attention. I don't think he'll be alive. He'll have the same defense Lincoln had. What are you trying me for? I'm dead. but yeah, this sort of lawfare will never, ever end, going after former presidents, unless something is done in the courts. But
down
what to
this
do?
Road lies madness.
Sure enough.
Professor Turley, truer words have never been spake.
That Harry Truman example they give in the Wall Street Journal is a good one. And then all the Clinton, Bush, Obama, Biden, all of them with the unilateral drone strikes and stuff like that. It is amazing how much power we give the president currently on that. Practically anywhere in the world, you can just take somebody out because your intelligence you've got, which you're not going to share with us, says it was a good idea.
And don't get me started on FDR. A guy subverted the Constitution with his morning coffee like every day. So, well, we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Joe Getty beating up on a handicapped guy.
Wow. Wow, you ought to be a college professor.
Speaking of which, we got to talk about that, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Got yet another behind the scenes at NPR story for you a little bit later that's amazing and not surprising at the same time. This, Americans check their phones 144 times a day, according to a study. That sounds low to me. I think it might be higher.
I'm trying so hard not to be a phone junkie.
I'm especially trying to catch myself when I'm not scrolling for purpose. I don't mind looking through news headlines for my job or to see what's going on in the world or whatever, actually reading. But when it slips into not for purpose, it's just killing time. And it's so easy to slip into that. I'm really trying to stop that.
Fubbing is what I'm really paying attention to, phone snubbing. If I'm with somebody and I have that urge to look at my phone or whatever, because it happens all the time, folks, we all do it, and we all have it done to us, and it doesn't feel good.
No, it feels horrible.
Got to be better.
I'm pretty good at that because I hate it so much when other people do it to me. It's painful. It's painful. My kids are now old enough with their watches. God, my teenager's just constantly trying to have a conversation, looking at his watch, because he got a text. And we all know, doesn't matter what you're talking about and how important the relationship is with who you're talking about. If you got a text from some random person about nothing important, that takes precedence. Weird. We all got to get over that. Consumer alert. The FBI warns of a text scam targeting toll road users across multiple states. I've gotten several from toll road stuff that I've been on. My fast track is what we have in the Bay Area. Then I wondered, what? I don't even think I've been. Then might be fake. I'm glad I didn't click on it. I could have very easily clicked on it because they text me. I opted in for text updates from them, but there's a bunch of those scams going around because they know you click on them. And so I guess stop. And then this, which I wouldn't have known unless the Wall Street Journal told me. We all know title inflation has been a thing. Like wherever you work, everybody's a vice president, right? You got like 10 vice presidents in the building. The new one is senior. The senior jobs that require little or no experience. There are many senior jobs out there. And maybe if you're younger, you should know this so you don't get fooled into thinking something big just happened for you. Or maybe if you're just dealing with a business and you've been, I'll give you a Jim. He's a senior something or doesn't necessarily mean anything.
And Jim shows up. Hi, how can I help you with your problem?
Right. Many senior positions require a year or less of experience. The Wall Street Journal searched entry-level openings on a job board, a national job board, and got more than 8,000 results for senior job openings that are entry-level openings. So
it's one or the other.
You're not too senior if it's an entry-level job.
Yeah, I saw that. And they also get into the concept of what's being called the dry promotion, where you are advanced from senior sales associate to senior vice president of sales associates and get no raise.
I had that happen to me. I think many people have had that happen to them once. Mm-hmm. You very quickly realize, wait a second, I have way more responsibilities. I'm way more stressed out, but I'm not making any more money. So what just happened?
Well, you use it as a resume builder, planning on moving on. But any company who does that, thinking, hey, we gave them a fake promotion with a fancy-sounding title to keep them around. No, you're doing the opposite.
I'm senior administrator in terms of talking on the radio right now, Jack Armstrong.
Congratulations. That's very impressive.
We got a lot of craziness going on campus. Still, tons of people arrested in Texas. They're trying to figure out how to deal with USC and a bunch of colleges all across the country. We got to check in on that story, among other things.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
What would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I wish I was more educated.
I thought that was hilarious. So that's on one of the most... You know, the hottest campuses in the country right now, and you got cops and fights and disruption and all these different sorts of things. And you interview two girls, and one says, oh, it's something with Israel. I don't know. I don't exist. She turns to her friend, well, what is NYU doing with Israel? And she said, I don't know. We should probably be more educated on this. So how many of the protesters are that? I can just to fill you in a little bit. You're standing here in support of one of the most evil organizations on earth. Hamas is what you're doing. So you might want to think that over. They would kill you or certainly not allow you to live the life you're living now, where you get to have an education and a job and blah, blah, and not be raped and all those sorts of things. And if you're gay, God help you, they would murder you.
Right. A point we'll be making coming up in a couple of minutes with more detail. But if this were 20 years ago, I would just be amused, because so much of the marching and chanting on campus is a mile wide and an inch deep. These people, A, don't know what they're talking about. And I don't believe those girls we just heard are unique at all. And B, just the whole look at me, I'm a brave campus revolutionary, I'm going for a Marxist future. There were so few of those people. It was pathetic more than it was anything else. But now, having been indoctrinated, we've had a couple of generations of American kids indoctrinated in this stuff, starting in kindergarten. Now, I think they actually have the bulk to be fairly dangerous to the institutions of our country. And so, as funny as it is and satisfying it is to hear those two little twits, I'm afraid that we're past the point of it being purely funny. Having said that, I was reminded of, a principle if you study revolutions, radical politics, and that sort of thing. The great James Lindsay reminded me the other day that in revolutions, the same thing always happens. Like the Red Guards in China during Cultural Revolution, that's the militant young people that Mao Zedong sent out to root out the intellectuals and the bourgeoisie and the counter-revolutionaries, drag them into the streets, beat them down, have their struggle sessions, make them disavow, moved everybody to the collective farms, the rest of it. That went on for 2 years. And then the Red Guards were all put in re-education camps, concentration camps, or killed. Why? Because they were trained, they were molded as young people as disruptors of the status quo. They're rebels, they're breakers of things. And once the Marxists get in charge, and this is always true, ask Che Guevara's corpse whether this is true. As soon as the Marxists take charge, the one thing they must have is stability, to the point that they take away all of your rights. So you having been molded and trained as a destabilizer are the worst thing in the world for those who actually take power. And so Lindsay's point was that these poor dopey kids, especially the ones who are like really into it and have a big online presence and are on the record, if your brave revolution succeeds, you're going to be up against the wall because it always happens, always, and you lose. If your brave revolution fails, not only are you out there as a Jew-hating Hamas supporter, but you've passed on getting a real education. Your education has been Marxist studies and gender studies and the rest of it. So you have no equipment to function in the world when your Marxist revolution fails. So either way, these kids lose.
So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson went to Columbia yesterday. Why is the Speaker of the House going and giving a speech at Columbia? Is that a common thing where a Speaker of the House shows up to controversies and gives a speech? I don't remember.
It's not super common. No, it's not. Although, I'll tell you this, Johnson is impressing me more and more. He's starting to remind me of Harry Truman, in that he's kind of a quiet, unassuming guy, but he keeps doing the right thing. Anyway, so, putting aside how common it is, he saw some reason to go speak. He thought it was important. And let's let you hear some of what he said. We'll start with 81, Michael.
We are standing here right now on the steps of the Lowe Library. In this very building right behind us, Columbia University once awarded Winston Churchill an honorary degree, and it was Churchill who said, "It is manifestly right that Jews should have a national home where they may be reunited." We believe in that principle. And today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students, this simple truth: neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
So he's being heckled and shouted at, which he addresses in the next clip.
Today, Hamas issued an endorsement statement of the protesters on this campus. They called them the future leaders of America. It is detestable. All of this has to be said because the cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideologies. They place a target on the backs of Jewish students in the United States and here on this campus. A growing number of students have chanted in support of terrorists. They have chased down Jewish students. They have mocked them and reviled them. They have shouted racial epithets. They have screamed at those who bear the Star of David. Enjoy your free speech. They've told Jewish students who wear the Star of David to leave the country. And shamefully, some professors and faculty have joined the mobs. Things have gotten so out of control that the schools canceled in-person classes, and now they've come up with this hybrid model where they will discriminate against Jewish students. They're not allowed to come to class anymore for fear of their lives, and it's detestable. As Columbia has allowed these lawless agitators and radicals to take over, the virus of anti-Semitism has spread across other campuses. By some counts, as many as 200 universities have a similar form of protest right now.
Wow. I didn't realize the number was that big. What were they chanting?
We can't hear you, okay. Which is supposedly funny because if they chanted enough, nobody can hear him. So Johnson then called on the Columbia president to resign if she can't bring order to the campus. And if she doesn't do that, we'll end up with 85, Michael.
If this is not contained quickly, and if these threats and intimidation are not stopped, there is an appropriate time for the National Guard. We have to bring order to these campuses. We cannot allow this to happen around the country. We are better than this. We are better than this, and I'll ask the president to do that, and I'll tell him that very same thing.
Yeah, to what he said about faculty members, teachers joining in the protest, it was either NYU or Columbia. Did you see where the teachers locked arms to keep the media from being able to get onto the campus? And report on the protests? Nice.
Yeah, beautiful. So the comment Speaker Johnson made, enjoy your free speech, was a good one. I wish he had elaborated a little bit. Of all people, Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe decided to elaborate for him. This is pretty good. You have that, Michael? 86?
I bet you 75% of Americans... and close to 100% of parents with kids on college campuses agree with the speaker. The line that Speaker Johnson said that should have cut through that crowd was, enjoy your free speech. Enjoy your freedom of speech. You know, because you don't get that with Hamas. You never got that with Hamas. If you disagreed with Hamas, they take you to the top of the building and push you off or just put a bullet in the back of your head.
Same thing with the Palestinian Authority. Same thing with most of the regimes in the Muslim world.
How do they not know that? I completely understood when this all started. You're on the side of Palestine. You're watching the evening news. You see all these people starving in the hospitals and all that sort of stuff. And blah, blah, blah. You hear something about they were there first and Israel took the land. Okay, I get all that. But how do you end up ever chanting, we are Hamas?
Yeah, it shows you how delusional people become when they're swept up in a radical ideology. They've decided we're so right and the other side is so wrong. We can exercise the tools of oppression because we deserve to. But everything will be fine once we get power because we are so wise and benevolent. Which is just delusional. Only an idiot or a college student could hold a notion like that. One more commenter I want to get to. This is a professor at NYU. He happens to be a Jewish man, but that doesn't affect this argument. This argument is 100% ironclad, and every university president in the country ought to answer what he is, in effect, asking. Scott Galloway in 75, Michael.
And I do think there is a double standard. I walked by NYU last night. What I saw was peaceful protest. But I can tell you, if I went into the NYU square with a white hood on and said, lynch the blacks or burn the gays, my ID would be shut off by that night. And I would never work in academia again. There would be no need for the words context or nuance. I wouldn't be protected by terms like First Amendment or free speech. I would be out of the world of academia. It seems like we have a double standard when it comes to hate speech, as long as it's against Jews.
I would say so. And you're right. Everybody should have to answer that basically question. So why is that? Or is that happening where you are?
I mean, the keffiyeh wrapped around the face, that's the Klan hood. That's I'm a militant, but I don't want you to know who I am. And I'm chanting for the death of a certain ethnic group. It's a Klan meeting. It's a Klan rally. Now, it's under the guise of Israel's being too mean and there are too many civilian deaths. I get that. But there's always a pretext for a Klan meeting or a meeting of whatever ugly extremist organization. They always have an excuse. So don't get distracted by that. Just recognize it for what it is.
That is extraordinary. So you've got the... Well, I wish I had the slightest idea how many of these college kids who are chanting the we are Hamas sort of stuff know what they're talking about. How many of them are like the girls we heard at the very beginning of this who don't even know why they're there, but all their friends are there and it looks like a party. It's basically what's going on with them. And then you got at the very, very top, as we've been talking about for days, flat out Marxists who are utilizing all these people to try to get that going.
Right, and you've got organizations based in the Middle East funded by the Qataris, your Students for Justice in Palestine, WOL, which stands for Within Our Lifetime, Will Wipe Out Israel and Take Over the Land. That's what they're referring to. All sorts of Middle Eastern groups are funding and organizing this stuff, too. I mean, this is not a bunch of innocent college kids running this. They are being used by the powerful. So they are the expendable foot soldiers, like I was describing Mao's Red Guards.
So, well, first of all, do you think we're still in the this is growing stage?
Depends what you mean. On college campuses?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I think so, too. And it's almost May. Hey, all you administrators, you better figure this out fast or you ain't having graduation. It just ain't, you ain't going to be able to pull it off if you think you are. These disruptors would love nothing more. Because that's a big, giant, splashy, parents here way to get attention. You better get your head around this. Figure out how to deal with it. You ain't going to be able to pull off your graduations. That's going to get a lot of, that's going to get crazy.
I think it was the president of USC, University of Southern California, who sent out a note to all the students saying, hey, graduation's important. You got to be cool. You got to be polite there so we can celebrate everybody's graduation. Like Hamas and the various Qatari groups or whatever, like they give a crap about comportment and good manners. Good Lord, how naive are you? They think they're up against some kids who just got a little enthusiastic. Good Lord. This is going to be interesting to work through. Great column by Daniel Henninger I wrote, read that the counter-revolt has finally begun. More and more Americans are becoming aware of the insanity of the neo-Marxists and the DEI crowd and the Black Lives Matter crowd and how they're not anything close to what they're pretending to be. More on that to come. It's not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning.
Oof.
This is a fight that we will be engaged in for a long time.
If you have insight on this, text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Donald Trump still thinks windmills cause cancer. That's what he said. And by the way, remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it. All went to his hair. Look. I shouldn't have said that.
Man, where we are with our discourse is not good. It's just not good. Anyway, here's the old man yesterday with a not particularly good moment reading off the teleprompter.
Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years.
Yes, he said four more years. Pause.
Well, and what's really weird is he said it again, pause.
And he read it slow enough that you'd have thought you could have caught it. Of course, if your brain worked, you would have. But.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
He ain't going to live four more years. That's the thing.
Oh, no.
Kamala laughs.
I am willing to take a wager of any size, any odds. You bring it. Bring me that action. I will take it. If the question is, will Joe Biden serve out 4 years if elected? He doesn't get elected. Everybody gets their money back. That's fine. But if he does, I'm going to have your money. I couldn't get that action. Can you imagine what you'd have to pay, what the odds would have to be at a casino or whatever? Please. Kamala, good God.
My parents would listen every day, and they were listening yesterday, and they sent me an email. They particularly liked my story that... So we watched the Simpsons episode last night in which the Simpsons killed off a longtime character. It was a character. I'm a huge Simpsons fan, and I don't even remember the dude. I guess he sat at the bar regularly over the years, but I never noticed.
And really never had any lines, right?
No. But he
or
died,
almost never.
On the show. Anyway, so I mentioned to Henry a character dies on the Simpsons. He said, is it Lisa? I said, no. He said, I was hoping it was Lisa. I said, how come? He said, because she's a liberal.
Wow.
My 12-year-old said, which my parents thought was hilarious. It's kind of funny. But, man, The Simpsons is unwatchable, the new ones. And not to review The Simpsons, just that so much of the media you take in has got so much of a political angle to you. It's so hard to, the song, the movie, the TV show, that just, can I get away from it for a second? Quit.
Well, yeah, the number
of... The parade I went to over the weekend. Can I get away from it?
Yeah, I guess it's unfair given that we make a living doing this and can vent everything that we want. But the idea that you as a songwriter, or banjo player, or actor, or parade marcher, or trombonist, or whatever you do, you really need to throw some politics in there. No, not really. Athlete? No, don't. Please don't.
I would think,
man, I'm sneezing a lot. My allergies are going wild.
I would think at some point the national audience is going to demand a break from all this, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I didn't live through the 60s. Maybe it lasts a really long time.
Those of us who lived through the 9/11 era remember that the summer before that happened, everybody was talking about shark attacks. It was ridiculous. We were ignoring the gathering storm. I think I know the analogous thing going on right now.
Oh, really?
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.